Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Now okay. I can.
Okay. I had to get used
quick
to this
turn
system
the sound
again.
Off.
Okay.
Well, hi.
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on. We have really cool intro music. Wait, let me play it. Isn't that cool?
Do you want me to log in using the host ID?
No, you're good. I got you here, so.
Okay. Then I will log in with... We're having some last-minute technical difficulties here. We haven't done this in a while.
I know,
okay, so
right?
I'm logging in using my old ID. Is that what I'm using?
The one we did before, yes.
Hold on.
Yes. So I can't see you in the chat room.
Give me just a moment here. And I'm also working on a computer that has like a crank start, like a Model T.
Nice.
Hold on, I'm trying not to like, I'm typing passwords and I'm trying not to do them aloud.
Would you not, you're trying not to do what?
I'm trying not to say our passwords aloud. Like, I'm trying to type, and I'm like, oh, and the password.
I know, yeah.
The password.
Like, I'll be at the bank ATM, like, saying my PIN number, like, 10, never mind.
It's something, yeah, exactly. hold on now. I'm going into the host tools now that I've typed the password.
Nice, nice. So, yeah, so this is us. We're super professional. We've been doing this for a long time, but we're back on Blog Talk. We should tell people that the reason why we got back on Blog Talk is because we might have been booted off of TalkShoe.
We might have been. I mean, maybe. We don't have they've never told us.
No, they just said that our show was deleted, and I guess for abusive content. So We're guessing some bitchy mom out there saying, you guys are talking about slapping kids.
And, well, you know,
don't eat that bone. Don't eat those bones. Don't eat those bones. Okay, I have my dog.
We marked the show explicit.
We did. So just a real quick thing. This is Diana Stack and Quentin Tiffany. This is Stackhouse Radio. And we are explicit, and if you are, you know, thin-skinned, easily offended, scared of things, if you mind hearing dogs barking in the background,
no,
then you
I'm
need to leave
of
now.
Lots of things.
The only thing I'm scared
so
of is the IRS.
I have to say, mm-hmm. I believe, I'm not 100% sure, I can't see who's listening currently, I don't remember how to see who's listening. But they would
I think it's just
appear
us right
in the
now.
Chat. Okay.
Yeah.
My niece
yeah,
is intending to listen tonight. So all I ask is don't play this show for your parents. her parents already don't like me. Oh, that was part of it. You know, as much as I hate a whoopee witch and a hapless heathen, I hate nothing more than a fake bitch. And... yeah, I got a lot of those.
Or
so
the,
coming to you live.
Not my
tonight.
Child mothers.
Oh, God, those. So
yes, those.
I think the number one question I have been asked since posting that this show would be on it. Oh, actually, let me start with, I do apologize for our late start. We had done our last show at 9, so I thought we were still doing a 9 o'clock show tonight. And I didn't realize it was set for 6. But also with Diana and I being in 2 different time zones, sometimes it gets a little confusing, you know. So one of us will say a time, not knowing if we mean the other one's time or our time. So at the last minute, we realized we were both not getting online at the same time. And so we rescheduled.
Yeah.
And then Diana, who was ready to go on at 6 Eastern, decided to take a nap waiting for the 9 o'clock show.
It was terrible.
And she fell asleep and woke up right before the 9 o'clock show. And I was literally running in the door at 9 o'clock because we got stuck behind a dipshit who was doing 25 in a 45 with no passing lane in the dark. So of course
isn't that
we
great?
Were stuck. So we moved it to 9:30. It will not always be bouncing around so much. It was just the first night problems.
Yes, it was. And that's my fault because I sat on the couch and said, well, no problem. I said, you know, there's the time. We kind of screwed our time up a little bit. So I said, I'll just sit on the couch and watch some Ash and the Evil Dead. And it's the lull of demons that just puts me to sleep like a baby.
You know,
It does. It really does. I do want to give a shout out tonight, though. I want to give a shout out to the waiter driver named Dave in Ocean Springs. He's a cool cat. He really is. He's a really cool cat. And he was the only human I've seen today, which is awesome. Well, I was in my room doing horror movie reviews. Let me say that slowly today. So, and that's a little fun thing that I like to do. But anyways,
some quick technical questions. Are you direct in from your computer? Are you using your mic or
yes.
are you on the phone?
I am on my mic.
I was trying to do that, but I wasn't sure if I needed to log in under my old account, which I don't remember the passwords to.
Oh, God, I don't remember passwords.
Or if I was using the Stackhouse account. So I just went in under Stackhouse account so I can see the chat room. I have to remember my passwords from when I was quitting on here. And with me, it's probably a little easier having me on the phone because my mic is through the computer and blah, blah, blah. So
actually, I can hear you perfectly fine. So, yeah.
Well, that's 'cause
I called tonight's episode. We should probably tell everybody what tonight's episode is. Tonight's episode is called Whoopee Witches and Hapless Heathens. And we were kind of thinking of what to do for our first show. And we said, well, you know, let's think of trends. Let's think of this. Let's think of that. And I go on YouTube when I can't sleep at night because I'm, you know, ADHD and I just can't sleep at night because my brain won't shut off. So, and I came across this really neat YouTube video, and it was a young witch, what Quentin would call a whoopee witch. You know, of course, this witch, I'm not going to mention any names, she sells witch products. She makes her living on her faith, on her craft. That's what she does. She makes all of her living on her religion and to say, you know, what it is. But she was out there complaining and bitching because Sephora is selling a starter witch kit. And Sephora, and basically what it was a pack of tarot cards, a little thing of white sage for a smudge, and some scented oils and a crystal. And she threw a fit because, and if the girl was 20, that was pushing the age. And she was like, this is my faith. This is my faith. Working in a store where she sells wares of witchcraft and things like that. Now, I don't have a problem with people selling stuff to support themselves, whether it be your witchy wares or whatever. I don't have a problem with it. I've been in this for, 26, 36, almost 30 years. And you know, the newbie witches, your new ones, your babies, or the ones who just come out of the broom closet, you know, I did it. Yes, the whoopies. I mean, they have to let everybody know they're a witch. They want to make sure they look witchy, they act witchy, they are witchy, and they will sit there and point their finger at you and wag it and go, how dare you, I'm a real witch. Oh, please, get over yourself. Now, when it comes out to disrespecting, like outright disrespecting, my problem is when people go out there and do evil things and use that name, because we're trying to get over that image, the image of the evil, you know, child eating, even though children are tender. But, you know,
I was going to say, wait a second. We are definitely living up to that stereotype.
Right. But here's my thing is that, you know, all these young, and it wasn't really many older ones. I think the older ones, the ones who've been in this for a while now, they've relaxed. They have a sense of humor. They know that the whole witch image is a market thing. It really is. And if you're going to sit there and love Hocus Pocus and things like that every Halloween, don't get all bent out of shape of Sephora. I'm sorry. And I want to read a comment from Twitter of a Twitter user, and I think she really hit the nail on the head. So Maya Danielle, 888 Maya Danielle at Maya Danielle P on Twitter, whoever you are, I love you. She writes, the outrage about white capitalism and Sephora selling witch kits with white sage is actually kind of funny because the internet has been heavily saturated with these white girls selling witchy items, including sage. Now that Sephora's jumped in, everyone's fake angry. And I think she said it best. So, Maya Danielle, you're awesome.
And I think my biggest problem is, you know, everywhere you go, they're trying to peddle you. Like, here's a green rock. With some copper wire twisted on it and a black rope to wear around your neck. And you should feel extra witchy. And this special rock, this special unknown rock, well, it attunes your,
vagina.
Yeah, something like that. You know, your green chakra, your heart chakra, and it helps you open it, and you feel more loved, and it will bring love into your life. And so you ask someone, oh, that's a lovely rock you're wearing. What is that? Oh, it's a magical tutti-frutti rock, and it brings love into your life. And I'm thinking, do you really believe that? Because someone found that in their driveway, spray-painted it that color. You know, and so to me,
they did.
That's a problem, just a problem.
And it's like, and they target these new witches. They target young witches or new witches, witches who are just, or Wiccans, we'll use Wiccans. And yes, witchcraft is a system. It is not a religion. But a lot of Wiccans do call themselves witch, and they do consider that their religion. Now, where I have a problem of respect is if you're going to, like, a graveyard of a witch who was basically hung. And she wasn't really a witch. She was just a woman whose neighbors hated her, so they hung her as a witch. If you go into her graveyard and you know, try to call her spirit up and say, oh, head witch, please, that's disrespectful. If you're going to go out there and be like, well, I'm cursing everybody, I'm a witch, I have power, that's a little disrespectful because that's making all – that represents everybody, and it's making us look like petty, idiotic people. And
wouldst
that's
thou
right
do
of
me
problem.
A favor?
What was that?
Wouldst thou do me a favor? Wouldst thou post the link to the show upon its thy Facebook page for me? Because my Facebook is not properly working at the moment, and I keep trying to share the link again to my timeline, and it just won't. It's telling me I could go insert it up my asses.
Thou dost not have the right crystal.
Well, exactly, you know, and here's my thing. These would-be witches, and let me open here with the word whoopee witch. People have asked me, what is a whoopee witch? Where did you get whoopee witch from? Now, I can't tell the story like my friend, and I really hope he's around and can call in tonight. If not, we'll catch him another time. But the story of the whoopee witch came from my friend Cameron, or as some know him, Mobius. And I don't know the full story, something to the effect of he went to something with these hokey pokey whoopee witches, and he called them whoopee witches. Oh, the whoopee witches. And so it kind of caught on amongst friends. Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, she's a whoopee witch, you know. And but when he says, I can't say it like him, when he says whoopee witch, it's hilarious. And I really hope. He did ask if there would be a Q&A tonight, and I told him that there may be some Q&A, but most definitely some TNA. So
nice. It won't be mine, but, though, so don't worry about it.
Well, you know. So the big question is, you know, what is a whoopee witch? A whoopee witch is you know, like as we said, these people who get overly into the image and not the actual practical sense of it, you know, and they're like, well, I'm making a puppet. I'm going to make a puppet and stick pins in my puppet. And I'm like, well, listen, Kate Hepburn, that's great and all, but do you really know what you're doing? And so a whoopee witch is one who falsely represents having great knowledge of something of the craft that in fact they have no knowledge of. And to promote their self-knowledge that they don't have, they dress over the top in witchy garb and crystals and bells and jingly puffs or whatever. And that is a whoopee witch. Basically, they're fledglings who don't know very much, or they've read a few articles online, or they've read a book here or there, and now they're suddenly an expert and you have to do it their way because an example of a whoopee witch well, not a whoopee witch or a hapless heathen. It'd be something similar. Is these ghost hunters, who you know, like these teenage girls that sit on the edge of the bathtub and on the addition of a historic home, saying there's a Confederate soldier in the bathroom.
I remember that.
And I looked at these girls and I said, "Well, darlings, if there really is a Confederate soldier in here, he's standing on the up in the middle of the air on the second floor, because the bathroom you're sitting in is an addition, hence the brick wall. You're technically outside of the house." I said, "On the second floor." And so this girl says, holding the dowsing rods, she goes,
"Oh yeah.
Do you not like him? Do you want him to go away?" And then she like crosses the rods, like thinking everyone thinks it's supernatural.
Right.
And she goes, "He wants you to go away."
Oh, God, that was the ghost hunt at the house. It was like, oh, it was a random haunted house. Now, folks, we didn't go there actually looking to find ghosts. We went with this group to see how idiotic everybody was going to be.
This was a whoopee witch
door.
Hunt.
Exactly. And we opened this one door. They're like, "Well, don't go in the attic. No one's allowed in the attic." I'm like, funny, because usually ghosts like to hide out there, if you believe that sort of thing. So we opened the door That in the basement, yeah. So we open the attic door, and lo and behold, what's in the attic door but advertisements for the new hotel, the bed and breakfast that's going to be going in this house.
Yes, the new haunted bed and breakfast.
Yes. So at that point, we just proceeded to go into the bathroom, close the door, and we just all kind of hid in there and just laughed at everybody. And,
oh, God, it was hilarious. But remember we took pictures? Up the stairs in the attic, and there was all those big orbs that kept appearing, and we were like, "Yeah, we get it. You're hiding from all these idiots too."
And it's like when people see orbs, they're like, "Oh my God, it's ghosts!" And like, no, it's dust. "You just have a bad attitude, and your vibes are terrible." I'm like, why? Because I believe in science, and I know how light reflects off of dust particles.
I will say,
you're terrible.
On,
we don't
on
want you.
On very rare occasion. On very rare occasion, I may
believe
that an orb is,
I don't believe
is
in orbs.
Something.
Nope.
But 98.9% of
nope.
the time,
orbs dust.
I do not believe in orbs.
Unless it floats in front of me like Linda the Good does in Wizard of Oz and announces itself and starts whispering things in my ears. But even
you know,
then,
I never realized
be...
that.
Yeah, that's
she wasn't prepared. Coming. That wasn't a bubble. That was an orb.
Yeah, it was an orb. But anyways, we're getting off subject. We're not talking about ghosts.
Well, she's a whoopee witch too.
Yes, she was.
I mean,
she
who the hell dresses like that?
Really? Well, you know, people. But here's the thing. My heart always went out with the Wicked Witch of the West, because she was like, "Oh, you people, you're all jerks." But
I mean, her
big
thing was like,
shoes.
"Hey, those are my sister's shoes. Don't put
you
them on
that,
your
bitch.
Skanky feet." So,
exactly.
So for the hapless heathens.
Oh God.
These are the people who have started watching a particular television show called...
Now, I'm going to say something. I have friends that have been Nordic god followers forever. So this is no disrespect to you guys. I know who you are. You know who you are. When the larger circle that I was part of out of the Unitarian Universalist Church, where I was ordained, where, you know, you actually had to go through counseling sessions, leadership programs, crisis intervention classes, and all that other kind of stuff to qualify for clergy. You actually had to train for it. You just don't go like, "Hey, poof, I'm a reverend." The group had almost like a, I guess like a church. We have Bible studies. We had smaller circles, and a couple that I was with out there, they were Nordic. So my mother's actually gone with me to a few of their circles, and they're great people. So there are legit people. Vikings, the show Vikings, all of a sudden, all these people are Vikings. Oh. And I'm looking at some of these people, and there was a woman online that was on my friend's page years ago who had, now, I believe she was of Spanish background, but she claimed Viking because her husband was or whatever. But yet, at the same time, she had the nerve to yell at people for celebrating Day of the Dead that weren't Mexican and called it cultural appropriation, because she is the end all of end all, and she knows it all. And as a geographer who understands what cultural appropriation is, I had to say to her, cultural appreciation and cultural appropriation are two different things. And your culture is not the only one that celebrates a Day of the Dead. Other cultures celebrate the dead as well. Celtic cultures did it for millennia. I said, so understand what you're talking about before you wag your finger and accuse people. Well, I was unfriended and blocked, which means I was right. That is a whoopee witch. Now, I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm not saying that Quint and I are perfect. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that live and let live and stop pitching fits. Stop throwing these tantrums. I mean, yes, stand up for the things that are truly disrespectful, like using a term, aligning yourself with the term and acting in a very nasty, irresponsible manner. When you're acting irresponsibly and you're presenting yourself as a mean, nasty, I'm going to get you kind of person, and you're using a title attached to that that represents an entire group of people and people who died for that word, I have a problem with that. When you're out there on YouTube land at 12 years old, making witch videos and how you're doing it right, everybody's doing it wrong, and shame on Sephora, while you're selling herbs and while you're selling spell kits and everything else, don't you dare get angry at somebody else who's selling stuff to be witchy. Don't you dare. Because you're doing the same thing. It's like witches and Wiccans and pagans who sell their wares. They make their soul 100% living on their faith. You are selling your faith. I don't care what you want to call it. That's what it is. I don't necessarily have a problem with it either. If you sell wares and you make money, good for you. But don't turn around and yell at the preacher at the Christian church who's selling his religion and making his money. You're doing the same thing. Am I right?
Ish. No. Here's my thing. The problem with Whoopi Witches, too, is they're opinionated. It's, mm-hmm. you know, their way or the highway. I'm right, yeah. You're wrong, you know nothing.
And there's no right or wrong way.
There was a Whoopi Witch. There mm-hmm. was a Whoopi Witch that I knew. And she literally said to me one time, she was very upset about things. She was very upset. And she informed me, she was, quote, I want the, actually, I'll talk in her normal sounding voice. She had a heavy accent. And she goes, I want the power. I want thunder and lightning to come from my fingertips. And
I was want
like,
your blood.
Well, I said, well, I'm very sorry. It doesn't really work that way. And she goes, but that's what I want. I want the power.
Oh, my God.
And all I kept thinking of was the opening to The Electric Company.
Oh, my God. I mean,
we've got
the
power.
I see these young witches, and they're kind of gullible. And I'm not, and I was too. Trust me, I was. I was that Whoopi witch. My first couple of years, I was gung-ho. I mean, I was like a vegan. Hey, guess what? I'm a Wiccan. And people would be like, oh, good for you. Okay, go away. And I know you want to tell the whole world what you are and how you do it right. And I know when I am this. And, you know, after 5 or 6 or 7 years, I'm like, whatever. You grow out of that, hopefully. If you're maturing correctly, you do grow out of that. But if you're going to do that, just be careful who you're wagging fingers at, because, you know, don't do the same thing. Don't do something and then wag your finger at somebody for doing the same thing. And also, you know, just a little word to the young witches or would-be witches or new pagans or new Wiccans or new heathens or whatever. Be careful of people trying to sell you shit. Because, you know, and I had a young Wiccan come up to me and ask me one time. And when I was younger, I had a mentor. Her name is Beth. She was amazing. She was wonderful. She was an elder. And I went to her for everything. And she was so patient. Don't be afraid to have an elder who is a mentor. Do not be afraid of that. You need one. They're great to have. And get a good one who's responsible. But, you know, and I would always talk to her about things. And she helped me grow. She helped me understand that it's not a flag you wave. It's not a banner you're going to walk down the street with to shove in everybody's face. And also, you know, people will ask me, well, what do I need on my altar? What do I need here? What do I need to do this? Guess what? You know what you need? You really need all the physical items that you really need to do something, whether it be a spell or anything else? Zero. You need nothing. You can go out in the woods, sit by yourself, and put something out to the universe, and it's the same as praying. It's the same as anything else, and that's all you need. if somebody's telling you, well, you can't do that unless you have this crystal and this oil and this, you know, just walk away because you don't. Everything is within you. The energy
well,
is within
I mean,
you.
I do. I mean, sometimes the oil is very important
is
because if you're doing like a special spell, like the type to clear up the rash on your hoo-hoo, it may just be the oil that's
coming.
Really doing the trick, you know, like
magical tea tree oil.
Exactly. You need this. It makes it more powerful.
If you
now,
got
I will
syphilis,
say,
it won't work.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like saying if you shave it all off and then leave the shampoo on for a week, this magical shampoo will do the trick.
Oh my.
It's been specially blessed.
Yet the crabs will still be there.
Oh, God. Oh, I mean, how awful. But, you know, really, they'll sell you anything. Now, I will say this.
Yes.
I do think it's about intent. And if you go into it with the idea of why I don't have that and who gives a shit, your intent is not that good. You don't really give a shit. If you go into it and you're like, oh gosh, I don't have that. You know, what do I have? I only have this, this, and this. Substituting is really fine. Mm. It's all symbolic for the purpose of your intent. But if
it
you
really
go
is.
Into it with the intent of, well, I really don't give a shit, well, guess what response you're going to get back, you know?
The same response as if you were in church going, yeah, God, okay, give me this. Same response. He's until you go bite him. You know, he goes, ah, go fuck yourself. But I mean, and trust me, I really believe that God tells people to go fuck themselves. I really do. But it's like,
well,
you know, you don't. Yeah. But it's like, you know, people will, I got into an argument. Yeah, a debate. I got into a debate with a author, really, really, really well known. And we got into this debate about, you know, how old Wicca is, how old witchcraft is, and how, you know, you need this and that. She was like, well, a good witch should have a sword and an athame and this and that. And I'm like, you really think country people back in the day were running around with these things? I'm like, first off, if you weren't a lord of a manor or, you know, they're military, for another, you know, lack of a better word, and you were caught with a sword in a lot of areas, you could be killed or arrested. I'm like, so they wouldn't have half of those things. I'm like, if anything, their extent was meeting together, giving offerings of their first fruits and animals and whatever, and using what they had around the house. That was it. And that's why the whole symbolism of the kitchen witch was so powerful, because they used what they had in the kitchen or in the house. And it was never specialty items. It was items you used every day. So it really is intent. And I think you're right there. Symbolism is such a strong word, because these items are points of focus and they help you focus. And it's like doing a reading. I used to do tarot readings. And for the record, I never charged. Never charged. And when I did them and I laid the cards out, half the time it wasn't the cards I was reading, it was the person. But they focused on the cards, which left them open and allowed for that. It was that point of focus, that item that helps you get in the mood or get into the state of mind that you need to be. And really, that's what
so you
the
weren't
altar
charging?
Is. That's what ritual is. No, I was not
you
charging.
You weren't charging? Why? Traitorous. How can you be a whoopee witch and not charge? So by the way,
right?
random statement here. While you were talking, I was working on hooking in my audio files for things to upload to our audio clips. I don't know how long an audio clip is allowed to be, but if you remember, I told you about a particular show we did with a particular semi-well-known person.
Oh,
I have it downloaded, the whole thing, in my audio file. So I didn't know if you wanted me to upload it to our audio file so one particular night we can do a rebroadcast.
Well, I mean, there's a few shows I'd love to put up there as archive shows to rebroadcast, but why not? Hell with it.
Okay, I'm going to see if it'll upload. We'll see what happens.
But,
if not,
but don't
we'll have
do
to find
it now, because
different...
I don't want you to look stupid.
Yeah, sure. So don't do it now? Is that what you're saying? Don't do it now?
No, don't do it now, because it might screw our show up.
Okay, I'll do it another time.
But,
so, Bum,
bum. And I mean, and I don't want us to come off as like we're all like, all these, we don't really give a shit what you do. We're just talking about how funny it is. Go on YouTube and you know, do a search on, you know, new witches, and you'll see people who have just become Wiccans. They just decided to go on the path, and they're doing videos on how to be a witch, how do you know yet? There are people who have been in this craft for 20 years and they're still learning things. So I don't have a problem with videos saying, hey, you know what? This is what works for me. And this is what I'm finding out on my journey. And this is what I'm going through right now. I don't have a problem with that. I love those videos. There's a woman, and I can't remember where I found her video, and I want to find her and get in touch with her because she's amazing. And she said something very interesting. She said, my advice to you is that if you're going to follow the path of witchcraft, if you're going to be a Wiccan or a pagan or a heathen or any of these, keep it to yourself. Don't run around out there telling everybody you meet what you're doing and what your intent is, because that defeats the purpose and that can harm you and that can follow you later on. And she's right. And also, you know, these younger witches or newer witches that come out and they want to put spells on everybody. And is this. By doing that and putting it out there, social media is wonderful. Don't you love it? You can put all this crap out there and scare the hell out of people who are none the wiser. I can tell somebody, you know what, watch your back because I'm coming out to get you. And you know what, just by saying that to them, if they believe it, I've already won. I've already defeated them. I don't have to do anything. So, you know, don't mistake placebo effect for power. Because I can give you a Tic Tac and convince you it's going to cure your headache. And if you believe it hard enough, it will. That's not power. That's just tricking your brain into believing something. So don't confuse the two.
See, and I've always been a fan of not telling people when you're going to do something.
Never.
You know, on
I
the
never
negative
do.
End, on the t- you never tell them because then they have time to combat or you
yeah.
know, it should come as a surprise.
Really? No, there's yeah. I mean, there's no,
and I think
you know,
it takes
no...
away, it takes away the power of it. And I hate to use the word power, but the energy.
I don't like
from
the word
it.
Power.
You know,
energy is better.
You're not supposed to talk about what you're doing
right.
Outside of the members that are working on it with you, you know, because.
And if that's if you're in a group setting, you're not. And there's people that say, well, you know, unless you're with a religion, there's no rules. Yeah, there are. Whether you want to acknowledge them or not, there are rules to the engagement. And that rule is whatever you send out does come back to you. It does. If I'm mean to everybody around me, that's going to come back. If I'm acting out of anger or vengeance, that's going to come back. I don't care. I can sit there and say, well, you know what? Those don't apply to me, and I'm not going to follow those rules. It doesn't matter because, you know what? The rules still work for everybody. And
well, yeah,
there's an old thing. Good.
Go ahead. What were you going to say? What's your old saying?
I'm just going to finish up with, and there is a saying that, you know, when I was younger, that we always kind of kept to, whether you're a Wiccan, pagan, or whatever, it doesn't matter. And it was to dare, to do, to be silent. And those were the three credos. You know, it's not announcing what you're doing. It's not announcing anything. You know, because if you have to announce to everybody what you're going to do or threaten people or insinuate a threat, make it just look like you, like, you know, well, you know, I'm going to do this if you do this. You know what? That's not power. That's using, I don't know, psychological terrorism against people, I guess. Because weaker-minded people will look at that and say, oh, my God, I'm so scared now. And that's not power. That's weakness.
Now, here's a random
one. Power is when
one.
You can send energy out without people knowing about it and still have an effect. That's power.
Here's one that I was just discussing with someone the other day, and it was cemetery dirt. And I picked that one for the moment because obviously a whoopee witch is, I mean, she's going to go down to the local cemetery and dig a hole over some random person that they don't know and go, cemetery dirt. Yeah.
Over Chester the molester's grave.
Yes. Now, to me, in my line of practice, I do believe that cemetery dirt, it has a potency to it in the sense that it is pretty much made up of the person that's decomposing down there, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we also mentally charge it
with the attributes to the person that we're appealing to for assistance, you know, in that case. So it just makes it a more, your energy is more concentrated because you have what you're mentally perceiving as a physical form of that person. So it strengthens what you're mentally doing. But, you know, these whoopee witches don't look, oh, no, it's not like that. It's the set dirt from their grave, and you light 150 candles and some incense, and you rub it all over yourself like a mud mask, and then you they come and they inhabit you.
Well,
personally, I'm all about planting a rose garden in cemetery dirt, and that little rose bush is that person, and, you know, breathe on water and take care of it.
I knew that. Hold on, my dog. Mommy's on the radio. Okay. I have a cat at the front door and the dogs are barking.
It's not a cat. It's a whoopee witch. It's shape-shifting.
It's a whoopee witch coming after me.
It is. You've angered one now.
I know, Rob. I'm sure I'm going to anger a few.
They're all getting on the local bus because most of them don't drive. I'm a fun one to talk with that. But, you know,
but I mean,
they're all,
you know, and we're not trying to insult people. We're really not. We're just saying, you know what, just be careful how you're behaving. Don't
they're
go
all putting on their black bra and panties right now.
Oh my God, their black makeup and their black nails and their black robes
in fact, you won't even see them.
I know, they're just going to walk into something. And like at my circles in my house, my rule was this: if you show up in a flowing robe, you are not allowed to participate in any of the ritual because you're not going to catch on fire in my land. Seriously, people would be like, why are you in jeans and a flannel? I'm like, because it's autumn in Connecticut and it's chilly and there's fire. Well, you don't look like a witch. You don't look like a Wiccan. I'm like, what do they look like? I'm sorry. No.
Why is your skin not green?
I didn't roll around in Hot Topic and, you know, sorry. But so
now let me say,
topic,
for those of you that may be listening that are new to being a pagan or a Wiccan or whatever, witchcraft, whatever form of witchcraft you're getting into, because you don't have to be a Wiccan or a pagan to get into witchcraft.
Nope.
That is just a format, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to be using Windows to use a computer. If you're new or you're not even into it yet, but you're considering it and you're hearing us, I just want to say, we're not making fun of people for being newbie. Everyone's a newbie. You're always a newbie. There's no such thing as being an expert in what no one understands.
You're always learning.
But it's be you. You know, you don't have to morph yourself into it. And I will say, as someone who does acting, getting into costume is a huge portion of turning on the character. You know, if I didn't put in my blue contacts or this one character I did, I couldn't be the character. I had, there was physical things I had to do to mentally make myself go into this character. And, that's part of it. So if putting on the black robe and, you know, whatever if certain, and there is a mental preparedness, even if you're solo, if putting on a certain black flowing garment, you know, helps you, and putting on 3 pounds of eyeliner, if that helps you get into the right mental place, if that's part of the ritual to you in your head, because that's what ritual is. It's you putting yourself in the right mental place and attuning your energies. That's what ritual is. And if that's part of it to you, that's fine. Putting on the black robe and a pointy hat, that whatever. If putting on Madonna cones helps you, whatever it is, it's a personal thing.
Yes.
So when you're out shopping or you're out walking around at a picnic like that, then all you're doing is really taking away from it for yourself and taking away from it for others who, you know, who need that mental, process. You're almost, in your own way, you're almost making fun of it. So that's why we make fun of these people who do this. Now, if you like wearing, you know, flowy garments and looking a little hippie, you know, or whatever,
yeah,
that's
fine.
Great. But if you're going to walk around looking like a Hot Topic reject, understand you are not promoting you're not promoting the energy you're trying to create.
Right. The thing is this, is don't think you have to look a certain way. Don't think you have to look, you don't have to look witchy. You can look however
you
want.
You can be naked.
Exactly. Although there are people that we prefer not to, you know, I mean, I don't think anyone wants to see me naked at this point, but I mean, you know, don't think you have to abide by the witchy aesthetic. You don't have to. And I, especially with everything becoming trendy, let's face it, Wicca, witchcraft, paganism, heathenism, it's trendy right now. It's been trendy for a couple of years, but it's trendy, which means that there are going to be people claiming it and pushing this ideology that you have to look a certain way. Look at the YouTube videos of these, you know, a lot of these people, and you'll see that they have the candles in the background and a human skull here and there. And they make sure that their altars are in every single shot they take. Personally, you will probably never see my altar. That is private. That is very personal to me. And I don't use it as a backdrop. But you'll see them doing this. And they're dressed in like draping themselves in black lace and everything. And they're like, this is how it's supposed to be. I'm like, no, it really isn't. Just be yourself. Be comfortable. You know, don't think that you have to fall in line with this image, a specific image. There is no specific image. And I think when things get trendy, or when spiritualism gets trendy, I think people exploit it, they take advantage of it, and people who are sincere, genuine seekers get pulled aside by that. They get sidetracked by that, by all that crap. And I think that's what really irritates me.
You know, I really like, for instance, Pennsylvania Powwow, which is not Wicca, but you know, there are old forms of, we'll use the word magic and witchcraft,
yes,
that are not, they're not Viking, they're not Druid, they're not that kind of stuff. This is an old American kind of style.
Yeah, it's a lot of, I believe Powwow is Native American shamanism mixed with Germanic Teutonic magic, if I'm not mistaken.
And you get like hex signs are very popular with them.
Yeah.
And one of the things is that that's a very tight knit group. If you're in one, they're very hard to find and they're very tight knit. I've always liked a very private, tight knit group. I don't do public things. I don't like going out. If we're going to go into the woods, we either better be on someone's property or someplace where people aren't going to bother us. I don't wear anything that I don't have a star tattoo. I don't wear anything that would indicate. No, that's fine for some people. I mean, it's your personal business if you want to advertise it.
But, and it is personal. I mean, I don't have a religious tattoo on my body, and I won't have one. I will not do that. And it's just my personal choice.
Now, I personally like a solitary space that other people don't get to see. I like to have a spot that nobody, and I mean no one in my house, will bother it. You know, it's got to be my space, my energy, my stuff. And so if you do have that in your house, that's great. But it should be in a private spot, not on public display.
Right.
In your bedroom or whatever.
And be careful of opening that up to the public. Be careful of using it as backdrops and things like that, because these places are sacred. These places are your private getaway. And by opening it up to the public, you're really just kind of, I think, in a way, releasing that energy out into the open. You know, does that make sense? Does that, you know what I mean? And I just, you know, I really encourage new seekers, new witches, new pagans, you know, look to the community, look to your elders in the community. Your elders are wonderful. Elders, people who have been into this for 20 plus years, look to your elders, and they can usually help you out. I mean, honestly, I probably bothered Beth more than I should have, and she was great. And there was a lot of situations that I would find myself and I would just need guidance from somebody older and wiser. And I went to her and I'm like, what should I do about this? And it was her guidance that helped. And, you know, and as far as the community goes, even if you're solitary, it's still nice to have a community. It's still nice to have somebody to talk to bounce ideas off of. It really is. But don't get caught up in the trendy trappings. Just don't allow yourself to be sucked into that crap. And like I said, I've got no problem with Halloween
schools,
witch.
Do not pay good money for a witch school online.
Do not let them steal your money.
Do not.
They'll
send you
your
little
money.
Stash in the mail and everything. But on the sacred space thing again, too, I'll say this. You truly do, and this isn't just witchcraft. This is other space if you're going to do meditation, astral projection,
right.
or basically opening yourself up to other dimensions and other realities. And what I'll say is, you do open things up when you do that. You do open things up, and people may think I'm just talking. Oh no, you open a portal and blah blah blah. I'm talking from personal experience. When you constantly work in a space of trying to open yourself up to other dimensions or other beings or elementals or whatever you're doing, it does. It creates an opening, and that's why I don't like doing that in my living room. I don't, because sometimes things walk through, and I could tell a personal experience. I'm not going to do it tonight, but I have had a space that I used to work in. It was a bedroom of mine, and I started to notice a development of things going on, and I moved away, and I came back to visit, kind of forgetting about all the things that happened and little different things. And I came back to visit years later, and I laid down in there to go to sleep, and these things started going on again. I started hearing these things, and I'm like, what is with that? And then I realized I opened something in that space that I never shut. So when I go to that space, it's still open. And you don't want to do that in your bedroom. You don't want to do that in your living room. If you have a space that things have started to feel comfortable of coming through in, you want an isolated spot. Pick your basement at that point.
Yeah, but also just to note that there are people out there who don't have those spaces. They only have the studio apartment, or they only have a dorm room, or they only have a small space. And in that case, just, make sure you close off. You kind of close the circle, so to speak, when you're finished. And that's because, let's face it, you've got like, 10 bedrooms. So, not everybody's that lucky.
What I'll say is, like, if you're in a 2-bedroom, do it in the guest room. If you don't have an extra bedroom,
let the guest deal with it.
go to the basement. If worst comes, do your best to find a corner of a room or something where you're not always going to be in that spot. If you can't
and
do that.
And don't broadcast that space to everybody. It should never be a decorative backdrop of something that's just my advice. And that's just how I was always told. That's how I was advised by my elders, is that that's a sacred space you keep to yourself. We're not flag wavers. We're not, look at me, I'm this, I'm that. We don't do that. And,
in ancient witchery is always seen as cauldrons and big fires and whatnot. And the reason for that is that's what their houses were like. They had a giant hearth
cooked
at. And if they were doing anything, all of their working implements were in the kitchen.
And when you look at what modern, witches will sit and tell you, you need a sword, you need this, you need that, doesn't come from country heathenism or country, earth practices or folk practices. That comes from ceremonial magic that actually stems from ancient Judaic practices. So that's, like the Key of Solomon, so on and so forth. And that was really integrated by Gerald Gardner. So that's really Gardnerian. And that's not necessarily new. And like I said,
I've always had a difficult time with the idea of using the athame at the casting of basically you're using your.
I never did.
Why do you need to cut open I'm like, such ridiculousness.
You don't. It's intent. It's symbolism. And you use what, don't spend your money, especially if you don't have it. Don't spend money you don't have. It's all about your intent. It's what's inside of you. It's the energy you send out, and you don't need expensive things. Get what you can when you can, and that's all there is to it. Don't allow trendiness. Don't allow trendy, witchy aesthetics to influence what you think you should or should not do. The person
Here's
who
the
looks
too,
witchier
like,
than thou with, isn't necessarily
with
stronger.
Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
With jewelry.
I don't wear a pentacle.
If you are wearing a ring or something on your, and we'll call it your power hand, take that as you will.
Right.
But if there is a particular ring that speaks to you, or a stone particularly,
right.
if when you wear it, you feel empowered by that,
mm-hmm.
fine. Again, it's part of the mental process.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, wand, I'm like, what? Then they're like, oh, it focuses your energy. And I'm like, if I have the ability to focus my energy down through that arm, then I should just put it right into what I'm putting it into and not into a foreign object and then into,
exactly.
you know what I mean?
Yes.
It should come from you and not be through something else.
Don't spend money on crap you don't need.
Yeah, and if you really want a wand, if you really, really want a wand,
make one.
Find a particular breed of tree that speaks to you. I had one that I had made from a lilac. I skinned mm-hmm. off the loose bark, and I varnished it. And people actually laughed at me. It had a slight fork at the end of it, just two tiny little nubs. And everyone's like, well, now you're splitting your energy. It's not going to flow straight. And I'm like, oh, dear God, it is not a garden hose.
Don't cross the streams. Don't cross the streams.
Well, exactly. And they told me that mine, you know, because it had a slight bend to it. Oh, well, that's not going to point straight. I'm like,
Quentin doesn't realize that was a Ghost Hunter reference.
That was. It was from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
That you should never cross streams. but yeah, I'm just, yeah, it is. It's funny because it's, yeah. There are right reasons to do some of these things that we're talking about,
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
know, and there are wrong reasons, and the majority does them for the wrong reason. You know, it's not that
yeah.
there's a complete yes and a complete no. I will tell you this, though. This was a guy who was a real woolly witch.
We've got about 8 minutes
left.
He
said to me one time when I was having trouble with neighbors back in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
his response was, have you tried magic? And I said, I've tried a few things. And there was one in particular that I tried that helped. It always did. But he says to me, well, I know of one that would work well. And I go, oh. And he goes, get yourself a black cat. He goes, and then you name the cat after them. He goes, and you torture the cat to death. And
oh,
I
my
literally
God.
Just was like, first off, people, do not attempt that. Do not try that.
No.
You're an asshole. Second
yeah.
off, that doesn't work. Third off, I literally thought to myself, there are lunatics like him that believe this, that believe
oh.
that's what you do. That shit, no, no. Hurting another
no.
living thing it's not going to help you. If you
Seriously.
Can hurt another living thing, then you don't understand how all
the responsibility.
This works. Yeah, you
don't understand
how it's.
Yeah, and there's
yeah.
a line from Spider-Man that I love, and it said, with great power comes great responsibility. And that's true. You know, if you're using energy, you need to be responsible with it. You need to be the bigger person. And if you're going to use it as a bullying tool or as a vengeance tool or as a I'm going to scare people tool, then, you know, maybe you should reconsider. I mean, heck, you can go to the local evangelical church and be just as mean.
Well, you know, here's my thing, too. And first off, the statement about what he said.
5 minute
warning.
Do
not ever attempt that. It does not work. I just want to reiterate that. That does not work.
Yeah.
The guy was
right.
a delusional nutcase who told
mm-hmm.
me to
yes.
do that. That does nothing other than hurts an animal. We don't hurt
no.
animals. If you hurt an animal or you or whatever, you are the lowest piece of scum on earth. And I will tell you,
yes.
I have a black fuzzy cat who I love, my little boo cat. And I couldn't imagine someone trying to hurt a sweet little boo cat or my fluffy orange
Aww.
Cat Pinky or, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that message is understood. Don't hurt
oh,
animals.
Yeah.
And don't believe people when they tell you, oh, you have to sacrifice this animal, like these dark
no.
creepies that you meet online.
Oh, God,
no,
yes.
you don't do that. You don't.
No.
And
that we like animals better
person.
Than people, so we'll find you.
We do. If someone was ever to come on here and be like, well, that's what I do, I'd be like, oh, what's your address?
Yeah, exactly.
We would not actually come and do bodily harm to you. We would just turn
no,
you
we
into
wouldn't.
The proper authorities.
Yeah, because that's
but
sick.
Now we're,
that's sick.
We are animal lovers.
Yes.
And so that I guess for both of us would describe all the different angles of wooby witches and hapless heathens.
Yeah, just, you know, avoid trends, avoid. And here's why. Now, like I said, I have no problem with the marketing image of the witch, the Halloween witch. I love it. I think it's fun. I think it's lighthearted. I had absolutely no problem with Sephora selling a witch. You know what? It's no different than you selling a witch kit or anybody else selling a witch kit. I don't care what the intent is. You're still making money off the faith. So, boo, I don't care. They pulled it anyways because of all the wooby witches crying about it, as the wooby witches are selling their own shit. But anyways, don't let people tell you what to do. Don't think you don't have to morph to an image. There's no image you have to be. You don't have to do these things or that things. You follow your own path. You know, take advice where you need it and follow your own path. Oh, and people, stop hating on Silver Ravenwolf. The woman's awesome. She just tells it like it is.
Yeah, I mean,
you
that's
can't
the
deal
thing.
With it.
She really does. She does tell it how it is.
You just can't deal with it. Notice it's all these sensitive witchy witches who are like, how dare you talk to me like that?
Here's the thing. Real power comes from within. So if you're going to be a whiny, snivelly little brat, then it's not coming from within.
No, it's not. We love you,
but
Silver.
don't be afraid to explore and try different things. If it feels wrong, then it's wrong. You know, if you have to change who you are in every way, personal growth is fine.
Yeah, but don't change because you think you have to fit a certain image. You don't. We had a girl that came into one of our circles real quick. I know we got a few seconds here left, and it was like she rolled around and did a head dive into Hot Topic and all these other places, and she would show up, and all she would do was tell people how, well, I don't think you represent Wicca properly. I don't think you represent, you know, because my circle members knew better than to show up in flowy crap. Because if you're going to show up in flowy crap, you don't get to go near the fire. I have to pay homeowner's insurance. I'm not going to deal with that shit. And, you know, eventually we asked her to leave because it was just getting to the point to where she was just causing disruptions and she was pinning people against. And I can't deal with that shit. And it just came down to where she was doing it to shock her parents or shock other people. And here's the thing. If you're doing all the witchy garb and the witchy image just to shock people and to have people be like, oh, my God, I'm afraid of that person, walk away. Because you're doing a disservice to everybody else who uses the words, who uses those labels, and you're really doing a disservice. The person who wants to just have lighthearted fun with it, go for it. I'm all for that.
So we are now down to 2 minutes.
Yes, we are.
So I guess what will be our next show?
We don't know yet.
Okay. We don't know when we'll be here again. We do know that Thursday seems to be our day, so please watch for us. We'll get the time banged out. So Thursday, probably this coming Thursday evening. Oh, wait a second. No, Thursday evening I have an interview thing I have to do.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll post up the newest show.
We'll bang
the
shit out,
bitches. So we'll
keep
you guys posted. Oh, 90 seconds. So listen, folks, radiostackhouse@gmail.com. That's radiostackhouse@gmail.com. Look for us on Facebook at Stackhouse Radio on Facebook, at Stack Radio, at Stack_Radio on Twitter. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow all of our shows and our archive shows as well. And look for our posts for new shows and everything else on the Stackhouse Radio Facebook page. We will be sharing that.
And just remember, if you send us your hate mail, we will read it on air.
We will read it on air. So, have a good night, and until next time, sleep tight.